Man, welcome to the Project After Show. This is only the second one. This thing's a little bit more laid back. I don't know what I'm doing. Are we doing intros for the Project After Show or are we not? I have no idea. But this is what, you know, didn't go in the main episode. If you want to see the main episode with graphics by JMD and learn all about him and all the compositing that he does, go check out the main episode. But this is the Project After Show. And man, dude, okay. So in the main episode, we were talking about, you know, a couple things here and there, Batman, you know, in between talking about your composites and everything, MCU, you know, DCU or DCEU, whatever you want to say it is, you know. Superhero fatigue, though, dude. I want to talk about that with you real quick. Superhero fatigue. I did a poll on the Instagram. Is it a thing? Is it a thing? Is superhero fatigue exist? Is it too many superhero movies right now? Or is it just the studios being lackluster at putting out a good product? You know, is it an amalgamation of both of those things? Like, what are your thoughts, dude?
I think there's a danger of people correlating the fact that a superhero movie is a superhero movie without actually allowing themselves to judge for the quality of it. Because if you put Pattinson's The Batman next to Thor Ragnarok, I was like, those are technically two superhero movies. If you really want to try to say that The Batman is not a superhero movie, it's a comic book movie, whatever, same gist,
yeah.
Batman's Batman, those are two different things, completely, two different tones of
movies. So you think there's a difference between a comic book movie
and a superhero movie? I don't care about that.
Or do you not care about the labels?
No, I don't care about the label. It's a comic book character. It's a superhero character at the same time. That's not the point, but... Point being is that people, I think that there's a danger of the people relating the bad quality of some movies with the fact that it has a superhero or comic book character. I don't think anybody can flat out ignore the fact that this superhero fatigue topic has come up again during the same time where the quality in the general Marvel movies have dropped.
Right. Well, one thing I was going to say is you mentioned, like, you know, superhero fatigue. I'm curious what other people think too. Like, is there superhero fatigue, or is it the companies, you know what I mean? The not putting out
Marvel
good movies, you know what I mean? So, Marvel and DC not putting out good movies. But it's funny that, cause you did mention something is like the superhero fatigue conversation is happening at a time where they clearly aren't putting out the same caliber of movie that they once
were. And then they're with MCU being on Disney Plus,
right?
They've also downgraded the fact that they made movies and their characters are now on crappy TV shows. So those crappy TV shows are also correlating with the movie, even though it's technically not a movie, but people are just acknowledging that She-Hulk and whatever the newest one was. Dude, for the first time, I'm behind in all these movies and shows.
Am I still behind?
No, I'm completely behind.
I just caught up recently, actually.
Because look, if you look at the old MCU movies, I'm a DC fan. I didn't like the repetitiveness of the MCU. I watched them all. But then it was just because if you look at Iron Man, Iron Man 1, he fights a larger Iron Man. Black Panther fights Gold Panther. Hulk fights another Hulk. Thor fights another magical dude. Captain America fights a Nazi. Everybody fights their opposite.
Kind of like mirror image of themselves, almost.
And then the second movie is the world building movie. Introduces more characters. It's less stakes. There's no huge consequences. Mm-hmm. The third movie is where the hero loses.
Yeah.
The third movie is where the hero loses, but then their next appearance in the next Avengers movie, those consequences get undone. Yeah. So Iron Man destroys his suits. First scene in Age of Ultron, he's flying in a new suit.
Yeah.
Thor Ragnarok, he loses his eye, he loses his hammer. The next movie, and loses his planets, his people. Yeah. The next movie in Avengers Infinity War, they clarify he only lost half of his people. And then additionally, he gets his eye back and he gets a new fancy axe hammer.
Yeah.
And then, with everybody else, and then Spider-Man in Homecoming, he says, "No, Mrs. Stark, I don't want the suit. I want to stay close to the ground." His next scene is Infinity War. He leaves the ground and he gets the suit.
Yeah, exactly.
So exactly. One thing is, these are all things. It's just like, these are the setups, these are the storylines that you give me, but you don't follow through in the next storyline. And that's always bugged me. I've seen that forever, and nobody around me likes it when I point that out. But it's just, I was like, dude,
it's true.
So. Yeah. So then with the superhero fatigue, the thing is what I will admire for Marvel is that they're finally trying new things. Yeah. It's finally different. Now, my question is, did everybody just is stuck on the train and they don't like it because it's different? And then,
give me an example though. And then I'll tell you like my opinion as well.
Everybody
has an opinion as well. You know what I mean?
Tone-wise with Multiverse of Madness. Tone-wise, that movie was not like any other Marvel movie. With the shooting, with the lines, with everything, it wasn't like any other MCU movie.
Can I butt in? Okay, so mm-hmm. I'll give you that 100% different. But my opinion on that movie as a whole, I did not like it though.
I didn't like it.
It wasn't necessarily because it was different and they tried something.
No, fair. Me either.
I don't know if it was that, but I just, it was maybe just the direction, some of the dialogue. I've also come to just realize that I don't really think that I'm a Sam Raimi fan as much as I thought I was.
Probably. I mean, my thing is, I know Spider-Man. I didn't ever watch the whatever horror movies that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Evil Dead.
Yeah,
right?
Yes. I've never watched those.
I didn't really get into those either.
So what I was saying was that I admire that they're doing something different. Yeah. Do people not like them because they're different? And then a question, open-ended question. But then additionally, what I think for myself is they tried something different, but I don't like what they did. Mm-hmm. So it was like, I'm in both boats. I mean, I like that it's different. I was like, okay, this is refreshing. But at the same time, I don't like this movie. So they kind of, and then they have so many properties that I don't want to keep up with it at that. They, like,
that's
shows
where
and
I think
like,
the fatigue uh-huh. conversation
yeah,
comes
you
in
know
a
what?
Little
no,
bit
that,
more.
That makes sense.
I think we just nailed it right now.
We have the answer.
I think it's a little bit of both, which is a perfect time because we're going to get ready to wrap up. But I think it's I think we just nailed it right there. You just talked us through it.
They have
I'm curious
too
to
much,
see what other
they have
people
too much,
think.
And it's not very good.
Yeah. I think superhero fatigue does exist in some way, shape, and form.
Exhaustion.
But I think, yeah, I guess so. And I think we're also at a time right now where they're not putting out the same caliber of quality that they once did.
Spider-Verse was great.
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's a little bit of both, for sure.
Fair. I mean, yeah, totally. This makes sense. And yeah. I never thought about that. Just the quantity of everything totally contributes highly.
It's not. It shouldn't be quantity over quality. They should start focusing on quality over quantity again. Mm-hmm. Am I saying that right? I feel like I said that wrong.
No, you did. No, I think you got it. I think you got it.
Okay, I got it. Yes.
But and then cut to editing. We were both wrong.
I know, right? Yeah. Well, man, I'm curious to see what people think, man. I'm curious. Superhero fatigue versus the quality or the quantity. Let us know, man. The Project After Show. Graphics by JMD. Go follow him and go watch the main episode. With Graphics by JMD, right here, right now. The Project After Show is the show after the show, the extra tidbits that didn't make the full episode before it. To get more and more with the guests you saw here, obliterate that subscribe button like you know you want to, and tune into full episodes of the Side Project Podcast.